Hey there, everybody. My name's Chester, and this right here is a podcast called College Intel. Thanks for watching.
I'm here with Tessa and Sarah, and we're going to talk about, I guess, college. So...
Hello.
Hi. What colleges are you guys applying to?
I'm applying to...
I'll just connect those later. Anyway, keep talking. Go ahead.
I'm applying to Flagler. I'm applying to SU. I'm applying to Delaware State University. I'm applying to Maryland and a few others. How about you, Sarah?
I'm still trying to narrow it down. I think I'm definitely going to apply to UMD at College Park. Probably SU, though I'd love to get away.
Amen.
I've been looking at some colleges in, like, Virginia just because of the mountains, and I think I'm going to apply to NC State as well.
Why the mountains?
I just really like hiking, and I think it would be really nice to, be able to go on hikes. I just love the mountains.
Oh, you love hikes, huh?
I do love hikes. How do you feel about hikes?
I mean, hikes are nice, but every once in a while, you know, I'm just not in a good mood.
She's just more the couch potato type, you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
So, why those colleges?
UMD, because it's in state. That way I can get in-state tuition.
Right.
NC State, my dad introduced me to that one. I think it was just as a ploy to get me to move down there with him, but we'll see. Why are you choosing your colleges, Tessa?
Well, I chose Maryland and SU because they're in-state, which would mean...
Gross.
Okay, anyways, I was looking at Maryland of 64K.
You know, it sounds like a deal. Sounds like a deal to me, you know?
Not including houses.
Per semester?
I don't know. I just looked up cost of out-of-state tuition, and it said 64K.
For Flagler?
No, this is for Delaware State University.
Girl, no. No.
But the sinking, you gotta think of the sinking and drowning.
I would literally rather do that in my own pool than...
Okay.
You could build your own pool for that amount of money.
Are you suicidal?
Yeah.
Maybe after
this
fucking common app. Yeah, it was a common app.
The common app, yeah. So that's all quite interesting, guys. You know, I love your input. What are you looking forward to about college besides, you know, sinking and drowning these people at Delaware for you, Tessa, and hiking with the grizzly bears for you, Sarah?
Oh, okay.
Fun fact, my uncle got chased up a tree and had to live there for 3 days as he was circled by a bear.
Are you serious? What the?
Yeah. And then he eventually, like, got down and ran to his car, and the grizzly bear, like, chased him, and then he, like, shot it at his car when he got, like, ammo and a gun.
There's no chance that grizzly bear waited for 2 to 3 days down that tree.
Yo, what?
Yeah. You're being serious?
Yeah. Mark sat in a tree for 3 days, and then when the bear, like, went away for a minute, he, like, ran to his car, and the grizzly bear, like, obviously found him before he got to his car.
Wait,
and
what?
And then he, like, get the, like, ammo from his car, and then he shot the bear. Now it's like living in his living room, not alive. They aren't friends.
They're besties now, you feel?
Yeah. Okay, well,
so Sarah,
mm-hmm.
So what are you looking forward to about college besides the grizzly bears and hiking and, you know, making a new friend?
Probably getting student frats.
Okay, yeah. No, I respect it. Yeah.
Yeah. I just need to go out and I think party is what I need to do.
Yeah, it's your calling.
That's my calling, yeah. Just,
no, okay, no, you know, for sure.
Down to handle this.
So, unlike Sarah, I'm actually a good student, so I'm looking forward to all of the funness of 8 hours of studying. Looking forward to, like, right now I'm in Warwick classes, and it's really just teaching me how fun college is, especially when you study for 4 hours and you get a 68 on your psychology exam.
Oh, it sounds like you're having a great time.
I am, because it's getting better. It was a 60, so...
But now it's a 68, so, you know, you're making progress, and it really just shows, you know, Right. College is different than high school, you know? You're going to have to put in a little bit of extra, you know, work. Mm-hmm. Tessa's obviously learning that, as we see, and the grades are improving, so she's getting the hang of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, Tessa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are you guys planning on majoring in? Who wants to go first?
I think I'm planning to major in, like, biology or environmental science, and then I want to, like, minor in, like, French or something. I think that would be cool.
That's interesting.
Fun fact, my other cousin, like, not the one that got chased by a bear, but, like, the other one,
hello. This is not the charcuterie.
No, we're doing a podcast. We'll edit that.
Anyways, but yeah, not the one that got chased by the bear, but the other one. He did a major in what are you like majoring in again?
Biology.
And no, the other one.
French.
No, the other one.
Environmental science.
He majored in environmental science. Okay. And he puts out wildlife, like fires.
Ooh, that sounds really cool. Yeah, I think.
Anyways. Yeah, and he works and manages, parks.
Oh, that's really... I think, honestly, one of my dream jobs would be to, like, just be a park ranger or something. And,
with the grizzly bears.
At, like, a national state park. Yeah, with the grizzly bears. And just be able to, like,
there's, like, cannibals walk that, like, around. Live in, like, Zion Park?
Really?
Why would you say that? No, I don't want to do...
Now you can make friends with bears cannibals.
Like Shenandoah. So, like, oh my god,
so my cousin goes there.
My sister went to Shenandoah. It's really expensive.
Oh, okay, word.
Really?
Then I will not be going there.
Get a scholarship.
Girl, you think I can get a scholarship?
Well, here's the thing about Shenandoah, though, is, like, my sister was, like, really smart, and I think she did get scholarships. Oh. And it was, like, she burned through all of her money for, like, her college fund. Or year four, like, right as she got done her, like, four-year degree, whereas my brother had, like, 23,000 left in his, because he went to Salisbury.
Oh, right, fair.
Yeah. Yikes. You know, there's pros and cons to everything. You gotta, take the highs with the lows right. with the highs.
So, since nobody asked me what I'm going to college for.
Oh, right. No. Well, go ahead. No, we're listening.
You were
going
to be saying that. You didn't take that initiative, so that's on you.
Facts.
Continue, please.
Part of going to college is, you know, stepping into adulthood, taking responsibility for your actions.
As I was saying, as somebody rudely cut me off. Anyways,
yikes.
So I was going to originally go for marketing and psychology, but psychology is not going so great at Warwick.
Oh.
But that also doesn't help because I just sit there and talk to Eric the entire time during the lectures.
And who's Eric? Oh, I met Eric.
You did meet Eric.
Yeah. He's the one with the Denali. Is it a Denali?
Yeah. The GMC. Okay. Yeah, the white one.
Oh. Yeah. With daddy's money.
Daddy's money going to
No, Eric. Eric's chill.
How old is he?
He's a cool guy. No, he's not your type. You've got a boyfriend.
I was just wondering how old he is because he's going to Warwick College.
Chill.
Anyways,
just, take it down
that,
a notch.
I'm not saying that I'm in him. I just
we've got you recorded.
How old is this man? It seems like you're dodging the question.
Someone seems a little interested.
I just want to know if he's gonna catch a case.
No, he's a senior at Parkside.
Okay, well that's what I wanted to know.
But we are strictly...
Tension's getting high right now. Okay, it's just a podcast, guys.
Okay, guys. It is strictly a student-to-student...
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why you know what he drives, and that's why you talk to him all the time.
No, that's because we were...
don't just bleep it all out.
Yeah, bro. Okay.
That's because we were...
We should probably just restart this whole thing. I'm going to be brutally honest.
No, you what?
You've admitted to, like, so three crimes on here.
No, I didn't. I said nothing.
You literally said you wanted to set something on fire.
No, I didn't. I said nothing about myself. I said maybe making the fires instead of putting them out is more interesting.
You literally just, like, agreed to, like...
No, too far. No. So, anyway, your major sounds, you know, quite fitting for you both. I'm talking.
Oh, anyway. Really?
So, Sarah, what do you want to do with your college degree?
I'm asking the questions.
Okay. Well, you didn't take initiative.
I was trying.
Well, apparently you were not trying.
Okay, go ahead. Answer the questions, Sarah.
I don't know. I think maybe, like, some kind of, like, lab tech, or, like, maybe I could work in a hospital. I think that would be cool.
Ew.
I think I just want to, like, help people.
I mean, that's...
with little kids yesterday, and I cannot tell you how much of a headache it is to be a good person.
No. I respect that. No, that just... Like, no, I just... I can't say this stuff. I can't say it, but...
Like, I volunteered with little kids. You don't know how bad. Like, I had to be a nice person even after the kid repeatedly opened the apples that I was refilling and then dumped the prizes that were not waterproof in the water. It happened for about 20 minutes. I was just refilling them and he was just opening them up and dumping all the prizes in the water.
What a punk.
Oh. Okay, how about this? Is there someone or something that sparked your interest in your major, or is this all you?
So me personally, I was looking at becoming either a pharmaceutical sales rep or a psychological marketer. So I would like look at psychology and like look at studies and see like where things would go best or like how to market the best way. And honestly, I'm mainly in it for the money. I'm gonna be brutally honest. Okay, can you like not chow down on candy corn? That's all I can hear in my ears.
He's calling you out, man.
It's so good.
Grams,
it's
no, don't look at the
percent sugar,
bro. But that's the best part. Anyway, no, Tessa, that wasn't the question. The question was someone or something. Was there someone or something that sparked your interest in your major?
Yeah, the money.
Okay, no.
Yeah, facts.
No, I like that answer. I like that answer. How about you, Sarah?
Okay, so I think biology.
Do you
want to
finish chewing first? Or?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'll just like. I think.
Okay.
No, I think the biology maybe came from like freshman year bio.
Okay.
I don't know. I just really liked the class. I enjoyed it.
You know, mm-hmm. Was it, like, the teacher or just, like, the stuff you were learning or the people
just, like,
around
the stuff
you?
That I was learning. It was really fun. And I was like, yeah, I could see myself, like, doing this for a career. And then for French, I don't know how you want me to get any higher than I am right now. That sounded really
sounded
bad
really
out of context.
Yeah.
Anyways, for French, I took...
Well, okay, anyways, So I had taken agriculture the semester before, and in agriculture she expected you to already take in bio, except I didn't take bio, and so I had to learn bio, but I like didn't do good in agriculture, which is why I don't want to do agriculture, because I was told it's going to be fun, fuzzy animals, and it was very much so water and dirt. So like I was really looking at a career in agriculture, and then I learned that I should not look at a career in agriculture. And then I had Mrs. K the next semester with biology. And, like, I knew the answers because I had literally taken agriculture. And, we went into further depth of it. And then Mrs. K would be like, so, since no one's going to raise their hand, Tessa, I know you know the answer. And would look me up and down and give me dirty looks.
You do have, like, a weird little obsession with animals. You do go to a lot of zoos.
Personally.
What?
Got it. I do take like a monthly visit to the Salisbury Zoo.
Are you serious? The Salisbury Zoo? I can't.
I don't like looking at zoos because the animals are trapped and it's really like sad.
It is.
But Tessa's a horrible person.
I would go to the Salisbury Zoo to play on the what's it called? The playground that's there.
Oh, do you know that
shit's
like,
really good.
Do you know that there's like people that do drugs in there now? They like live in there.
Oh. It's a new exhibit at the Salisbury Zoo. but anyway, no. So maybe, you know, there might be some zoos or animal exhibits that are near your colleges that you're applying to. No, I'm enjoying where this is going. No, it's a great info for the podcast, guys. So are you guys going to be joining any specific clubs or sports besides, you know, the sinking of the people for you, Tessa, and the, you know, making friends with bears, and I don't know, maybe you can start your own, like,
Hug a Grizzly Bear Club. That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
no.
That'd be sick.
It'd be one of a kind, you know?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
So, since Sarah isn't taking the initiative, more like I just cut Sarah off and I'm trying to cover it up, but, like, she isn't taking the initiative, I'm going to talk about some of the clubs I'm in.
That you're in or going to join or?
Both.
Okay, go ahead.
So, I'm currently in Key Club.
Oh. What is that?
Key Club is you basically pay money to... No, I'm joking.
That's literally what it is.
Anyway, let's reboot here.
So, basically, I am in Key Club, and that is where you volunteer.
Oh.
so far, I've donated socks for Socktober.
Oh, used or new?
I mean, I personally think that people might want my used, but I donated it now.
Oh, no, that was very nice of you. Anyway, continue.
And then, so after I donated socks, I'm going to work Trunk or Treat on Friday with more little kids.
It's on Friday?
So excited, yeah.
Yeah, but why? Is it at night?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's...
Oh, Friday night?
Wait, but... I don't really fun. Is there any other clubs?
I'm also in Connections Club, which allows me to...
You're in that?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Okay, anyways. I'm in Connections Club, which updates me when there's any volunteer opportunities to
community. A lot of volunteering. No, you are a good citizen. She does volunteering like 24/7, you know?
And then I'm now part of Surf Riders Club.
But you don't surf.
Love Surf Rider.
That's like not what Surf Riders Club is.
Then. What is it? Why don't you tell us?
It's like an environmentally friendly club. We organize a lot of beach cleanups and environmental initiatives around the school.
Saving our
Sarah's
marine
also
life.
In.
I Key am. I,
she's also
she was
in
kicked
surf
out of Key Club. She's
yeah,
in
I'm
the
Surf Rider. I was in Surf Rider last year too. It's super cute, super fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you both really like the cleaning the beaches.
Believe in Tomorrow.
Oh, word?
I don't know what that is. Why don't you tell us?
Believe in Tomorrow works with children that...
Oh, my God. You don't like children. You're just working with so many organizations that are with children.
I know. Anyway, Believe in Tomorrow finds children that are have terminal illness.
Oh, no.
Or are, really sick.
Oh.
And it allows them to, have, a fun experience, as a family.
Uh-huh.
Before their terminal illness.
Oh, so kind of Make-A-Wish?
Yeah, it's basically Make-A-Wish, but it's, around here.
Oh, holy crap.
Like so, they have, two houses on the beach, and they allow, I think each of them have, five actual, units in them. Mm-hmm. The big... And then it allows 5 families to come here free of charge.
Oh, that's really nice.
And have, a week at the beach.
That's actually a really great program to be in.
Is that something that you would want to do, in college, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And
you
then,
go, Tessa.
And then it, yeah. And...
Okay, anyway, Sarah, what clubs are you in right now?
I'm in... Surf Rider, I'm in some national or some honor societies. I'm also I play tennis in the spring.
Okay,
I've been on the team for 3 years now, gonna make it my 4th this year. And so it's definitely something.
Are you gonna be a captain or are you trying to be a captain or are you just chilling?
Yeah, well, tennis is Greenwood, our coach, he's kind of, really...
He's your coach?
Yeah, Greenwood's our coach, and he, doesn't do anything. He's so, chill. he doesn't really try for tennis.
No, yeah, so,
okay.
Go ahead, continue. We're listening.
Anyways,
aren't
so
you the secretary of a certain club?
I am.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
the
yeah
secretary of the National Honor Society.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I see you.
It's super cute, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely very good on your resume for
mm-hmm
college. Speaking of college,
so,
the
do you want to get me into that? Little Miss President or whatever?
What do you
want
mean?
Girl, you have
Promise
to...
You were supposed to...
You missed it.
I know.
It. Okay, so Tessa's not joining that club. Anyway, back to college, guys. We've been straying from our
line of topic just a tad bit, but no, if you think about it, it's all completely relevant in a sense, but it anyway. So what are you guys most excited for about college, you know, like
just like the possibility of like making more friends.
Let's go to Sarah before the trauma dump starts. No, go ahead, Tessa. No. I want to know more about that.
Just like more opportunities and more friends and more
have a life. Get rid of those suicidal thoughts. Leave the depression at home.
Leave the depression. We can't do it today.
Wasn't really going there, but like, thanks for bringing that up. Anyways, so then, on top of that, I'm just really am hoping for some great new opportunities and looking forward to the future.
Oh, I love that. How mm-hmm. about you, Sarah?
I think I'm just looking forward to the independence of college.
Yeah, definitely.
Getting to move away.
Stepping away from mom and dad.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that one too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I don't know, just something about, like, being able to be, like, reliant on myself and, like, getting up every day to go to my classes and not having to, like, you know, tell my parents every single aspect of my day.
You know, yeah, definitely just creating your own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, definitely the independence, stepping away from, you know, mom and dad telling you what to do. It's definitely one of the, you know, best aspects that college gives you, more of that reality, the adult life. No, for sure. That's a great little, you know, pointer. Anyway, why do you guys want to go to college? Like, was there any, like, little sliver of doubt in your mind where you were like, hey, no, you know, I'm going to skip it. I'm not going to college. Or have you always just wanted to go to college?
I feel like nowadays you can't really, like, be self... Or, like, you can't really get a job and be, like, completely self-reliant and be able to, like, you know, pay for rent and food and bills and stuff like that without, like, a high-paying job that college would get you. Like, I feel like most higher-paying jobs, like, all require college degrees, and you mm-hmm. can't really, like, do something that you can support yourself with just, like, a high school degree. So I think it's, like, necessary to go to college if you want to, like, support yourself.
Okay, yeah, I definitely see that. How about you, Tessa? Do you agree or disagree, or have your own opinion?
So, like, personally, I feel like there is some more opportunities out there now, or you don't necessarily have to go to college to, like, make a living.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those possibilities are, like, hard to achieve.
Like, exactly. Trade schools and stuff. Like, there's all...
Well, I'm not even saying, like, trade schools, but I'm saying, like, you could still... Like, if you think about it, like, think about all the people that are, like, own their own business. A lot of them didn't go to college for it, but it's, like, definitely a lot harder to start your own business and to know what you're doing without going to college.
Right.
Or, like, I don't know, I just feel like there's a lot more opportunities where you don't necessarily have to go to college.
Right. No, college is giving you somewhat of a little bit of a foundation to start, give you an idea where to start. No,
I
definitely.
I feel like on top of that, it's, like, definitely a lot harder to get a job without college, like, on your resume.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Versus someone that, like... Like, someone that has, like, a college background in, like, that subject versus someone that doesn't. The person that has a college background is definitely going to get hired a lot quicker than the person that doesn't.
Yeah.
No, all good pointers. Yeah, there's definitely a lot to think about when it comes to college. Anywho, are you guys nervous about college, or is there anything in particularly that you're worried about?
That's a good... I feel like I'm more so just nervous about, like, if I'm actually going to get into the colleges that I apply to. I'm worried that my application won't be, like, strong enough to get me into the colleges that I want. And it's also just, like, you know, there's so many colleges out there. Like, mm-hmm. how do I know this one's, like, really for me or that I'll be happy here? But, I mean, I think I'll be happy wherever I go as long as it's, like, away from my... home from my parents.
No, it's all valid points. Like, I think most college students, you know, have that little inkling of doubt in the back of their mind, you know, am I going to hate it here? Am I going to love it? Am I going to make friends? Am I not? You know, it's, you know, whatever. How about you, Tessa?
I feel like Warwick has, like, really kind of set me up for, like, how I think college is going to go. Like, I definitely am not, like, super worried about, like, that part just because, like, Warwick has given me, like, an understanding of, like, what my classes are going to be like and, like, how much work I'm going to need to turn in. But, like, I am worried about, like, the whole, like, is this college right for me? Is my application going to be strong enough to get me into, like, the colleges I want to go to? And just, like, that as a whole. Okay. And then, like, scholarships and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not really worried about, like, the class, like, the difficulty of college courses because, I mean, I've been taking APs and stuff and now, like, dual enrollment throughout high school. And so I've juggled, like, APs and also having a job and doing clubs and, you know, just hanging out with my friends and sports after school as well. So I think I'm in a good place to be able to juggle, you know, the harder coursework.
Okay, yeah, good for you guys. Sounds great. So how about this? What's your opinion on off-campus versus on-campus living?
I think on-campus living is great, or would be great, for, like, freshmen at least, or, you know, for me, just so that I can get a feel of the college, and, you know, I'm just right there, so I can, like, you know, be really involved in, like, clubs and, like, events that the college might be having, because I'm just, like, right there. But, you know, for, like, upperclassmen, I can see why they would want to live, like, off-campus, because it would kind of be, like, getting them ready to go into the real world, you know, with their own, like, little apartment or house, and they wouldn't, you know, have to rely on, or I guess they would still be relying on the college, but it would be, you know, a little separate from college.
Right.
What was the question?
Okay. Hold on, I don't know the question. The question was, what's your opinion of off-campus versus on-campus living? You know, we can talk about more of what Sarah's talking about, how it can affect you, like, socially, you know, academically, or even financially, really.
So, I mean, I personally think I want to live on campus for, like, at least the first year, just because I feel like it opens you up to so many possibilities. Like, you could literally leave your door open, and people would probably come, like, walking in your room.
Yeah, but do you really want, like, everybody walking into your room?
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, more like, I feel like the possibility to, like, make friends and to go to events that are on campus are, like, can you guys stop laughing at me?
I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing at Olivia.
Are you laughing with me? No. Okay, we can't keep everything out.
Okay.
I want to live on campus for the first 2 years just because I feel like it opens us up, like, so many more possibilities, where it is, like, making friends with other people, like, on your floor in your dorm.
Right.
Like, not in your dorm, but, like, in your dorm, like, section, or, like,
gives you more of that college experience. Yeah. Fits in part of it, you know.
I feel like it also, like, allows you up to, like, more opportunities.
Like, meet new people that could eventually even help you in the future.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but then after, I think, like, the first 2 years, I think I'm going to get an apartment just because I feel like it'd be cheaper, and then I could always just invite the friends that I have over from, like, the dorms to my house.
Or even rent with them. Save money.
Oh, my gosh. Then you could get, like, a little pet, too.
Oh.
Anyways, so then on top of that, like, I feel like even if you think about it, like, say you were to buy a house.
Yeah.
You could always, like, rent out each room to somebody and then collectively have that pay your mortgage for the month.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, once you own the house, you could also lease it or rent it to more college students, which could potentially pay off the house and then eventually give you profit.
Yeah, but also college students, you're going to have some type of thing to sign.
I feel like it would be really risky having college students, especially like older ones. Like,
with the parties and everything. Exactly. You would definitely have to have like a good whatever contract or anything.
You would have to like really, I feel like only rent out to college students that are like,
leave no loopholes in whatever you're,
just like really responsible kids do not.
No, it's risky, but I see the possibility. You know, it's definitely an option.
Like,
Tess is like reconsidering her whole life right now.
No, but like, I would definitely like interview and like talk to the people that I'm renting my house out to. I make sure that there's a legal contract saying like you can't trash my house. Or if you do, you have to pay for it to get fixed. Mm-hmm. I would say that you're not allowed to throw parties. Like,
No, wait a minute.
I was not done.
Oh, I'm
that
sorry.
That would trash my house. I would just make it, like, very clear on all legally, like, what they're allowed to do, what they're not allowed to do. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, I'd basically be, like, a landlord. Like, I'd be, like,
a slumlord. Anyway,
I'd basically be like a landlord. Like, I would check up on the house to make sure that they're keeping like what they signed.
Yeah,
like
keeping up with the agreement. No, yeah, definitely. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all, you know, all very good ideas, opinions, topic, whatever. You know,
like I would not pointers. Rent it out to like.
Oh, we're still going. We're
Mr.
still going.
Sigma Chi.
So. I've run out of questions, except for one. Are you guys going to miss being away from your family? But we kind of already covered that, but go ahead. Let's dig deeper.
No.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. Straight to the point. A little fast, but yeah.
I think I am going to miss some things, like when my mom would do my laundry when I'm too lazy to.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely.
Or, like, you know, when I don't feel like...
You can jump in at any little pointer she makes if you want.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Because, like, sometimes when I'm just too lazy and my mom's like, I'm throwing in whites, like, she can also throw in my whites. So I feel like I'm going to miss that, like, when I don't feel like doing my own laundry. But, like, another pointer is, like, my mom, I know sometimes she makes, like, the god-awful crock-pot meals, but then, like,
yo, those
sometimes...
those crock-pot meals hit. I'm not even gonna lie. I love them.
But I know, but
they're
so good.
No, but I'm saying, like, sometimes, like, sometimes they're just, like, god-awful. Like, you walk home, and, like, and you're just like, oh, I'm so excited for dinner. Like, today, it's gonna be so good. And then you walk in, and you see that crock-pot, and if you're not in the mood for a crock-pot meal, like, oh, my God, it's a deal-breaker.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no.
But then, like, sometimes Lisa will make, like,
who's Lisa? Let's let
okay,
him know.
I'm sorry. My mother will make, like, the most scrumdiddlyumptious dinner options, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And then it's, like, amazing. But then, like, so, like, I'm definitely going to miss that, like, the home-cooked good meals.
Not me, and I don't get those. My mom, my parents don't like cooking. Let's be real, man.
Like, let's be realistic. Does Lisa usually do that? I mean, my mom, no. It's usually feed yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, on occasion, when she does.
Living off of oodles and noodles, let's be real.
I feel like my parents are just, like, you know, are just busy. I mean, like, I have two other siblings who are way younger than me, so they're a handful. And, you know, like, a lot of the time, it's, like, she doesn't really have time to make, like a full-blown, like, really good meal, and half the time it's just like rice and chicken and like a little salad on the side, which is good, but it's just like I'm never really home for dinner anyways, so it's I'm kind of, and I don't really rely on them to like do my laundry or like
the one thing I like about SU is they have like the washers and dryers lock, and there's an app on your phone. Whereas, like, if you log in and you're, like, using a washer, if somebody opens it, it'll alert you.
Oh, that is... I like that.
Or when your laundry's done, it'll alert you.
That is very nice, but I ignore them. I'm gonna be honest.
But, like, that's the one thing I'm like, okay, SU. Because I don't want people, like, messing with my clothes.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Like, I don't want your... I don't want, like, the
grimy little hands touching my whites.
Well, I don't want to go in the washer and be like... Where'd my Lululemon shorts go? No, but I mean it in, like, a way of, like, those were $68.
Mm.
Never in my
life. Or, like, where'd my $90 jeans go?
And then you see some girl just flexing your Lululemon shorts somewhere else on campus.
Okay. Well, then another thing is I don't want some weirdo, like, sniffing my underwear.
Oh, oh my God. Okay. Okay. Okay.
No, yeah. Dude, that happened to my friend. Dude, that happened to my friend. She walked into, like, the washer at college, and there was some kid, like, sniffing her clothes.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. What college was this?
I don't know.
So we know which one not to apply
yeah,
to.
Yeah, for real. Watch it be.
No, it's like somewhere in Virginia. But I was like, you have to be.
Hey, Sarah, that's your way.
That is actually
no, bad. it's a private school. I forget what it's called, though.
Oh, my God. I'm not a private. I'm not applying to private.
But, like, can't do it.
Yeah, no, that's definitely just not a good thing. That's somewhat, you know, a psychotic thing to do. It's not normal. I have no words.
I don't either.
I don't have words.
I was blown away by that, and that's why I'm looking at SU at a whole another wavelength.
Right, yeah, no. You know, I think...
Okay, sick. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So anyways.
Okay, Tessa.
I think you guys have had some great pointers. I think you guys have been great talking to. You know, you guys giving our listeners...
Mm-hmm. Imagine you just can't, like, bleep this out of the podcast or anything.
Like, that'd be terrible. No, but, you know, it's great college intel, you know. We're doing the opinions and pointers from students that are seniors and going into college as freshmen. So, yeah. No, this was great talking to you guys. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us, Olivia.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, what am I saying?
Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye.